first lesson is taken from the 8th chapter of Acts. An angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home, seated in the chariot. He was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does this prophet say this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Here ends the first reading. We will now read Psalm 22 responsibly by verse. "My praises of him in the great assembly, I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship him.
The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your heart live forever.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall bow before him.
For kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations.
To him alone, all who sleep in the earth bow down and worship. All who go down to the dust fall before him.
My soul shall live for him. My descendants shall serve him. They shall be known as the Lord's forever.
They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that he has done."
Perfect. Thank you.
The second lesson is taken from the 4th chapter of 1 John. "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way: God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this way, that we may have boldness on this day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, 'I love God,' and hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: Those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Here ends the second reading.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. At this time, the children's message. Good morning. Let us pray. Almighty God, guide us as we listen and are guided by your Spirit to understand your word and will. In Jesus' name, amen. So in the lesson today, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. That's part of that gospel lesson that we read today, a very important part. And beside you on either end here, I have a plant. Can you see it? Those are vinca vines. You've probably seen them, few of them in your yard. They're a very, very hardy kind of plant that can grow and spread, and they get, sometimes they get beautiful blue and purple or even white flowers. What do you notice about the vinca vine? So there's a lot to see, probably the green leaf, and then that little outline of white around the green leaf. That's very pretty. And also, I know you notice that there's a vine. So it's called a vinca vine. So that vine is very important to those leaves. Without the vine, those leaves would wither and die. And in that soil it are the roots. When I think of the vinca vine, or many plants for that matter, you could think of the roots as God the Father, the Creator. We can think of the vine, because Jesus told us this, I am the vine, Jesus is the vine. And you can think of you and I as the leaves, not branches, but leaves, and think there of us and the Holy Spirit guiding us. So once you, I have a few vinca vine here, you can pick one and take it. And as you take it, kind of let it remind you of Jesus who says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And as we are connected to Jesus, abide in Jesus, that means live in Jesus. And we do that by just what you're doing, worship and prayer, by acts of kindness to each other, family and friends, and maybe people you don't even know, and serving in any ways that you can. So I hope the vine reminds you of Jesus. He says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit guide and guard you each day in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming up. And there's the vinca vines. If you, yep, very good. And there, okay. They can grow in the house. They really like it outside too. So thank you. Very good. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words that are spoken and how we listen be guided by the Holy Spirit and truth of the Holy Gospel, that we indeed may be connected and abiding in you and bear your fruit. In Jesus' name, amen. So this gospel lesson really does ask the question, where are you connected? Where are we connected? Where are you abiding? Where am I abiding? Where are we abiding and connected? The connection is in the sense of the source of meaning and the purpose of our lives. In John 15:5, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Connected to Jesus, then, we bear the fruit of the Spirit of God, which is love and joy and peace, patience and kindness and generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against those gifts, there is no law, but there's only joy in sharing those gifts. We are connected to God, the Creator of heaven and earth, and to all that is seen and unseen. We are connected in love, for God is love, as we read in 1 John 4, created in love by God to love God, by God to love each other and all people. We are connected to the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the one who calls us, challenges us, forms faith in us, unites us in service to God, to each other, and always is pressing and pushing us out to serve and care for others. We are connected to the earth, our home. We are made from its dust, and to this earth we will return. We are connected in God's call to be good stewards of what God has made and entrusted to us, this planet, our only home, and the ways we make it healthy and care for it. We are connected to every other form of life in this garden. We are connected to plants and animals and people. We are connected to the whole garden itself. I mean, even the rocks and stones, the rivers and streams. And they speak a message of love to us all. We are connected as a family, not divided by boundary lines or fences or walls, but connected in care and love for each other. For when one of us hurts, we all are in pain. When one of us is strong, we are all stronger. When one is helped, we all are helped. In the 1985, Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie wrote a song that called for the world to unite and send humanitarian aid to Africa in the face of a famine there. And those words of that song still speak today, I think. There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We are all part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, is love is all we need. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's time we make a better day, just you and me. That song is about interconnectedness. The gospel of Jesus is about our connectedness to Jesus and his call to make a brighter day for all people. Today, like in 1985, there is a famine for food in many parts of this garden. There also is a famine for love, a famine for people who care enough to be connected to other people who may be different than they are. a famine for appreciation of God and appreciation of each other and appreciation of the garden that we live in. So that little song, that big song, done by many artists, speaks to us today. In Acts chapter 8, who is this Ethiopian connected to? The Ethiopian was not a Jew, and he's not a Christian. He was connected to the Ethiopian queen. He was a court official in charge of the entire treasury. He was connected to a person of power and a person of wealth. Many people today seek those kinds of connections to power and wealth, to those that we say are icons in our midst and might do anything to be connected to someone who possesses power, wealth, and fame. For Jesus Christ, power, wealth, and earthly authority are not our mission, but rather giving power, giving wealth, giving authority away to serve and to walk with God and those in need. That is Christ's mission. And that is indeed the mission we are called to. In fact, it's the mission that Coral was baptized into and that Kinley will be baptized into in a few weeks. That's the baptismal mission. It's not so much gaining glory. It's about serving and giving away to others. Yet for all the Ethiopian's connection, his physical condition as a eunuch would cause him to be excluded from participation in the life of Israel's faith community. Yes, he would be excluded from even going into a temple or synagogue. Well, he wasn't a Jew. They wouldn't want him in there anyway. He was viewed as incomplete. He was not whole. Yet in reading from the prophet Isaiah, the Ethiopian asked Philip, "What is the prophecy of this silent lamb all about? This silent sacrificial lamb?" And Philip proclaimed to him the good news of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. As they continue on the road, they find some water. The Ethiopian asks, "What is to prevent me from being baptized?" Philip and the Ethiopian go to the water, and Philip, without hesitation, baptizes him. Baptizes the outsider. Baptizes the one that many would see as incomplete and not whole. Baptizes the one who is not part of the faith of Israel. And yet he is baptized into Jesus Christ. Into Jesus Christ, to whom that Ethiopian eunuch is now connected forever. This is an example again, and there are so many in Scripture, of God's will to be connected to all that God has created, all people and everything. This Ethiopian, as eunuch, was outside the boundaries of what many believed acceptable. However, the Ethiopian is by God's plan connected to God. God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit do not see outsiders and insiders, do not see visitors and strangers, but God sees, as the song says, God's great, large family. Regardless of race or creed or financial situation, regardless of relationship status, gender identity, or sexual orientation, regardless of anything that you and I create to divide us from each other, God doesn't see it. God doesn't tolerate it. Because it is true we make a better day, you and me, for the sake of all, including all, serving all, boundaries gone. Thanks be to God that we are connected and abiding in the source of life and meaning, Jesus Christ. We are connected by his grace, not for privilege, not for self-righteousness, but to be his body, always seeking connection with each other and all people. With grace, we serve. We love. We make a brighter day for all people. We include. Being connected, caring for others, working to be in right relationships, working to overcome injustice. Those are the ingredients of the healing of the world. Those are the ingredients of the holy life in God. Those are the ingredients of living abundantly and not halfway. Amen. The blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each of you.